Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That there was a voice of Sinaf singing, Born to Win. Amen. I hope you were blessed by it. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 25th day in the month of April 2024. You are a winning seed. Amen. The theme scripture is from Esther chapter 6 verse 13. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of life. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for preservation, for protection. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Even today, we are grateful for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts. And we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. The challenge that many Christians have is not the lack of power, but lack of true knowledge of the power that they have. Interestingly, unbelievers seem to believe more in the power that Christians have as believers in Christ than most of the Christians do. Beloved, believe in the power of God that is at work in you, because it takes faith to make that power work. In Psalms 82 verses 5-7, God said this about his own very people. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. God doesn't want you to look down on yourself and walk around as if you were powerless, because you are not powerless. You have the greatest power resident in you, and that power only works for those who believe. Have you noticed that in the mind of God, you are not considered as an ordinary person? Therefore, don't live or die like ordinary people do, because you belong in the class of divinity. Hallelujah. Please note that the word ordinary in this context does not refer to poor or unpopular people. It refers to anyone who is not born again, irrespective of their social, educational, financial, or political status. The Bible doesn't say that whosoever is rich overcomes the world, but whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. So, if you are born again, it means that you do not only have the winning seed, but you are also a winning seed. Hallelujah, I'm a winning seed. Praise God. Let this be your unceasing contemplation and confession. Never expect to fail in any area of life because you were born to win in life. Why? Because Christ in you is your hope of glory, not hope of failure. Amen. Think about this for a moment. Zeresh, the wife of Haman, believed more in the power of the Jews than Mordecai or Esther did. She recognized that being a Jew was enough for her husband to fall before Mordecai. On the other hand, Mordecai and Esther did not have the level of understanding, so they had to fast for 3 days before Esther could have the confidence to see the king. While this is not an attempt to downplay the power of fasting and prayer or trivialize the consecrations of Esther and Mordecai, it is to emphasize the power of the knowledge of who and whose you are. When David went to check out his brothers at the battlefield, he didn't know that there was any giant harassing them. However, when he got there and saw how the giant was ridiculing the covenant people of God, he rose to the occasion by reason of the knowledge of who he is. He had the mark of the covenant of circumcision, which gave him advantage over Goliath, who wasn't covered by that covenant. He didn't need 3 days of fasting and prayers to take down Goliath, but responded as the occasion demanded at that time. But a careful study of the life of David shows that he was a man of prayer and given to fasting often. Therefore, don't allow the enemy to mess around with you anymore, because you have what it takes to defeat him. Beloved, you were born again to win. Accept this about yourself and begin to live with the consciousness of your spiritual identity as a winning seed, destined to win always. Shalom. Let's make these declarations together, believers. Say after me. I know who and whose I am. I am a world overcomer because I have the life of God in me. Greater is the one who indwells me than the one who is in the world. I belong in the family of God. Therefore, nothing can defeat me in this world. In Christ, I am and will remain a winning seed perpetually. And every one of us say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen.
Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Minister Michael Mahendere singing, I am a victor, overcomer. Amen. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I am a victor. I win every battle. I'm an overcomer. By you I run through and through. I leap over walls. In Jesus' name, I'm an overcomer. Hey, Diri mukundi mariwe. Let me talk to you. You are a victor. Hey, you win every battle. In Jesus' name, Abada, you are an overcomer. By Him, you run through and through. Kamayande, you leap above. Overcomer, oh yes, I declare overcomer. Wherever you are, raise your voice. I'm an overcomer. Raise it. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I declare. Hallelujah. I am a victor. Come on, declare. I am the victor. I win. In Jesus' name. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. By Him, I run through it. When they set the army against me, I live above all. In Jesus' name. Hey! Come on, declare! I'm an overcomer. Oh, yes, Lord! I declare! I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer. coming out. I am a winner. I declare I'm an overcomer. Thank you, Jesus. I overcome. Thank you, Jesus. I overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.